code USA, but do it now.
This summer's deadliest wildfire in California is now fully contained as Northern California's Carr Fire has burned near Redding for more than a month, scorching nearly 230,000 acres, killing 8 people, and destroying more than 1,000 homes. But again, the good news is it's finally fully contained. President Trump speaks in Indiana last night at a campaign-style rally, touting the nation's economy.
Just this week, we made another truly historic announcement. We are replacing NAFTA with a beautiful, brand-new U.S.-Mexico trade deal.
Today, the president's off to Charlotte, North Carolina. His first stop will be the Central Piedmont Community College, where he'll sign an executive order aimed at strengthening retirement security. After a huge tribute concert last night in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral's today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The defamation lawsuit brought against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones by the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting victim will move forward. A Texas judge ruling that the InfoWars host must face claims made by Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa, the couple seeking over $1 million in damage for Jones' repeated claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is a disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it could have dangerous results if you eat food that's been chilled by liquid nitrogen. The FDA issuing a safety alert yesterday warning consumers that serious injury can result from eating foods prepared by adding liquid nitrogen at the point of sale, like ice cream, cereal, and cocktails. The safety alert says the FDA has become aware of severe and sometimes life-threatening injuries caused by liquid nitrogen. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Trump canceling pay raises for nearly 2 million civilian federal workers. They were to get a 2.1% increase, but he's written to congressional leaders to say federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. The president was on the road last night.
We are putting your great Indiana coal miners and steel workers back to work.
President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana.
We're reclaiming our nation's proud manufacturing heritage and putting tariffs on foreign producers who cheat our workers and cheat our companies. Not fair.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
At least seven people are dead after a head-on crash between a Greyhound bus and a semi in New Mexico. It happened when the truck blew a tire and crossed a median west of Albuquerque. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A man is in custody for allegedly threatening to shoot all the employees at the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Chain arrested yesterday after a SWAT team raided his California home. Chain had allegedly begun calling the Globe this month after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump after he had called the press an enemy of the people. President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it could have dangerous results if you eat food that's been chilled by liquid nitrogen. The FDA issuing a safety alert yesterday warning consumers that serious injury can result from eating foods prepared by adding liquid nitrogen at the point of sale, like ice cream, cereal, and cocktails. The safety alert says the FDA has become aware of severe and sometimes life-threatening injuries caused by liquid nitrogen. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 8:06, time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Flimmering right now, a little cloudy, a little drippy, and temperature is 72 degrees, rain likely around 10:30 in the morning, 90% chance of precipitation at the moment. It's the last day of August. Rain showers early will evolve into more steady rain for the afternoon, thunder possible, high 74, winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour.
So provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hello, Steve.
Brother Patrick, what's going on, man?
Man, I put the volume a little too high there.
Did we just blow up everybody's speakers?
We just blew up the speakers. Yeah.
All right. Stand by.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Memorial Day weekend.
I can't hear.
Woo-hoo!
I can't hear me. Can you hear you?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me all right? No, number two. No, you just turned me down. No. The other one? Keep coming my way. That's the one. Keep coming. Oh, man. You got it now, brother. Oh, baby.
You're hearing something?
Hey, folks, our sound engineering team is top-notch. We are here. We're here to do it. We're welcoming you to Home Sweet Home. I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspections, and my buddy here is Patrick Gregory with Taskman Home Improvements.
Hi-ho.
And the man that does it, fixes it, and does it right. So we're here today to kick off the Memorial Day weekend with some fun conversations and topics. But first, we're going to jump into the weather. Today, we're going to be high of 83, very sunny. So soak it in, folks, because I have some forecasts here you're liable to bite me in the ankles about. Anyway, tonight, we're going to be a low of 64, mostly clear in the evening and becoming partly cloudy. Not quite as cool, but we're going to jump into Saturday. And I hate to say it, folks, but we're looking at a 50% chance of thundershowers with a high of 85. Saturday evening, again, continuing with the thunderstorm warning at 50% and a low of 67. Sunday, we're going to have a chance of thunderstorms. Yes, again. It's going to be high around low 70s. And again, a 50% chance. So through the weekend, folks, we have a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms. But I want to encourage you all to say, we're going to think no rain. Everybody
yes.
thinks no rain.
Think sun.
Think sun.
Let's
think
do
sun.
A sun dance.
Let's do a sun dance. Hey, that's a great idea. I don't dance, but I'll get out there and try it. Okay, Monday, May 28th, we're going to be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, of course. But we're going to be, it's Memorial Day. And we're probably going to be, maybe we'll have some barbecues going then. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the percentage of the potential is only about 30%, so I think we're going to get away with it. Tuesday, we're breaking out. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Tuesday evening, dropping down to a high of 60, and again, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, we're going to be a beautiful day. Mostly sunny, high of 74, and with Wednesday evening being around 58. Back Thursday, 30% chance of thunderstorms, but going to be in the mid-70s and pretty nice weather into the evening with a low of 64. I miss Julie Gregory. She does weather so much better than I do. Julie, if you're out there, you call in from now on. You're doing the weather. All right. Welcome back, folks. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with Home Sweet Home.
Oh. Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You know I heard, baby, like the flowers.
You have a little, music radio.
Yeah, I just play music. Or you just play music.
Yeah, we're gonna have to start a music station too, folks. We're gonna have to get you going on that, folks. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home. This is Steve with Brass Tack Home Inspections and my partner Patrick Gregory. Hey, today it's Memorial Day weekend, or the beginning of it, and it's our annual. Pat says, "What are we kicking around this week?" And I said, "You know, it's never dull to talk about safety." You notice how quiet everybody got. What do you mean
crickets,
it's never
crickets.
Dull? It's always dull talking about safety. Hey, but important things are important things, and safety is part of it. But, I mean, the things we can talk about with Memorial Day go beyond safety. They can be all kinds of fun things you can do.
But since it happens to be like the kickoff, basically, the
summer,
the one potential starting point where everyone's going to invite friends over for a cookout.
Right.
Or you're maybe going to your cottage, or maybe your beach home to the shore for the first time this year. You're opening up that door that's been locked for the last 3 or 4 months, probably. You know, you may have gone down a few times just to check to make sure everything was working, the heat was on. But you know, this is your first official weekend, maybe, that you're at your second home. And there could be some safety issues there that need to be addressed. Right?
I should say so.
I think
so. But you know, it's interesting. I think we need to talk about a little bit about the history of Memorial Day.
Okay. Before
we go too far. Now, Memorial Day is an observant of those of our battle-hardened veterans that passed. Defending our country. And of course, you know, it's kind of a somber thought, but it's an important thing. It started out with a Major General, I think, Logan, back in post, just after the Civil War. He made it an official declaration for the fallen, our fallen heroes. And he called it Decoration Day. And it started out as Decoration Day, and it was, I don't know, it was 1888. Don't hold me to that, folks. But to that end, It's a whole concept of recognizing those that have sacrificed their lives and for the defense of the country. And I think it's a worthwhile holiday. And I think it's important, because it wouldn't exist without them. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here without them.
I agree.
And in that regard, I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's also, they call it a franchise day, which is interesting. And I've read a little bit of history about it this morning, because I was like, well, what's Memorial Day all about? And in that regard, a franchise day, actually, it's the federal government that came out and made it official, I think, in 1970. It became a federal holiday. But it was, but private practice and businesses have picked it up and run with it. And in that regard, I don't know what, it is now an official government holiday, but that tag of a franchise day kind of threw me. I said, well, what does that mean? Well, it essentially means that it wasn't one of the original designated days by the federal government, and some other nuances associated with it. It really doesn't mean much. But most importantly, it's to know that our hats off and our recognition should be real and sincere. At 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, President Clinton had actually signed into law a moment of silence, if you will. It's to pause and think about those that have fallen for the country. And in that regard, we should do that. We should take a moment and think about that. I have brothers that are veterans. Thankfully, they're still alive and with us, but they fought the Vietnam War. And there are so many of our family members out there that fought wars historically that it's important to recognize that. World War One, World War Two, Civil War, we lost over 500,000 men and women. Over half of those were to disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of how...
Malnutrition.
Absolutely. We know that war not only kills people with guns and weapons, but we actually degrade the ability to survive to the point where people starve to death. And of course, we all know this, but it's the whole reason that we've got to avoid it at all costs. But we sometimes have to stand up to the evils of the world. So all that said, and not to get too down and dreary, just remember this weekend is to recognize those that have fallen for us. And to just acknowledge them because they did it. They gave the ultimate gift, and we're here to talk about it. So on a nicer note and a more, well, actually on a more lighter note, let's get into what you're going to do this Memorial Day weekend, as Patrick wonderfully alluded to. But before we do that, do we need to take a break, or are we okay?
No, we got a couple of minutes.
We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So we're getting into the weekend now, and travel's going to be a big deal. Right? Everybody's going to get on a plane or in a car.
Did you see the gas prices?
They're
go
just
up?
Nutty.
That was crazy.
Yeah, they're going nuts. And
I saw $3.31.
You saw $3.31?
Yeah.
That's
imagine
lot.
That.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For regular gas?
For regular gas. That's at the BP.
That makes my head hurt and my wallet scream. You know, and so if you're traveling, not only do you have expensive gas opportunities out there, but you also have to consider where you're going, watch your routes, look at your traffic patterns. With technology today, the beautiful thing of Google Maps and Apple's Maps and things like that, Waze and all these other apps, you get a sense of the traffic patterns. And it's, you know, I find it to be very helpful in my business. I don't know if you, Patrick, but I know when I'm headed for a job, I'll look it up on a particular app.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the traffic patterns to see where I'm running into, see if it's going to delay
me. I think today and tomorrow, you just have to have a great deal of patience.
Ooh,
because no matter where you're going,
right,
you're going to hit traffic.
Right, you're going to hit it. Everybody's going with you.
Yeah.
So take your time. No road rage. Not worth it. Absolutely not worth it. So don't get upset about it. Just enjoy the fact that you're off and away and going to do something fun. So travel's the big, you know, one of the things we always kind of kick up front. Driver safety, you know, take frequent stops. You know, don't follow other cars too closely. You know, all the fundamentals. It's the basics, the one-on-one stuff, you know. I'm a big fan now of disaster supply kits.
Gifts?
No, kits.
Kits, yeah.
You know, first aid kit, water in the car.
Yeah. When I think that, I think about something at home that you can, it's kind of like a takeaway, like a go bag.
Yeah, a go bag.
Yeah.
What a great name. In fact, I've heard that name on TV and other places. Even in the military, I think I heard go bag.
Sure.
So. You know, that's a good idea.
You're talking about something in the car just in case.
Absolutely. You need blankets. Yeah, you have all the essentials of surviving for hours. You know, snacks, foods, things like that. But blankets.
Flashlight.
Flashlight.
Some flares.
Absolutely.
If it's dark out.
Absolutely. And definitely have the first aid kit there. And I realize, you know, you're not taking a surgery center with you, but bandages and things like that are always good to have stuff to go. I've carried one in my car for probably the last 30 years. I've always had at least a minimum first aid kit.
Yeah.
To help.
A lot of people don't have a fire extinguisher in their car, but
I do.
That would be a good thing to have,
too. I carry one with
me. In my truck.
Yeah. And I do it because I never know what I'm going to run to in an inspection. You know, it's the kind of thing where, you know, I can open up a panel and something can arc and I'm fighting a fire.
Wow.
Those kind of things.
I never thought of it.
You know, I'm, you know, as much as we go into these homes, we don't know what we're going to encounter sometimes. So I always thought, I say, well, I'm not going to sit there and watch things cook if I can stop them. So to that end.
Good point.
All right. So now we're off. We're coming into that house. I want to pick up on what you said, that idea that I'm opening up my vacation home. So let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Been shut down all winter.
Right.
Not exactly a mild winter either. It was a wacky winter. Yeah.
So I would assume that you turned off the water.
I would hope so.
So that's the first thing. You get to your vacation home. You've been in traffic all day. You probably have to pee. But.
Touché. Yes.
But.
Possibly more.
Toilets are not working right now.
No, they aren't.
Water has to turn on.
That's right.
And this is the point where you got to be careful, because as you turn the water back on.
Oh, man.
You're going to know right away if there's a problem.
Right. You might hear.
If there's leaks. Yeah. And I'll tell you a quick story, and then we got to take a break real quick. But I have some clients that, that they're from India originally, and they'll go back to India for several months out of the year.
Sure.
And, you know, so their condo is dormant,
right.
Not worked, working, you know, not functional. They turn off the water, you know, like I tell all my clients to do. If you're away for even 24 hours,
turn it off.
Turn off the water down in your basement or wherever that main is coming into your house, because if anything lets go and you have that water flowing through it, it's not going to stop.
Right.
At least if you have turned off the water, it's just the water that's in the pipes that's going to create damage. It's not, you're not going to end up having a swimming pool. But in any case, they go away for a few months and come back and turn on the water and everything, and they go ahead and you know, use the facilities, and the toilet in the powder room starts leaking.
Yeah.
And it's leaking between the tank and the base of the toilet.
Right.
So, you know, you think right away, oh, maybe it's the connection points. There's three bolts, you know, that are holding that tank together, and maybe they're rusting out and it's starting to leak, right?
That's right.
By the time they called me and I came over to just take a quick look to see, you know, figure out if there's anything I can help them with, it had stopped leaking.
It had stopped leaking.
Yeah.
See, you got that. You got enough minerals and debris in that pipe.
Well, I think, you know, what happened is that there is a rubber bushing.
Probably should.
Between the tank.
Right.
And the base.
Yep.
And it's dry.
Yeah.
Rubber starts to dry out, right?
Oh, yeah. And especially in a constant state of moisture.
Yeah, but if it's not moist because it hasn't flushed for three
months.
Well,
that's my point. Once it's in water and then it becomes air,
yeah,
and then it just absolutely starts to deteriorate.
So that first flush
boom
allowed water to get eke through,
right,
you know, the shrunk rubber gasket. But yeah, then it got wet.
Yep, and
it
resealed.
Plumped back up.
Yep.
And resealed, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you get gaskets like that. But we'll talk more about that, folks. We need to take a commercial break at this point, but leaks are going to be a big part of the game here. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Wow.
All right.
You got the music rocking here. You really do.
A little bit of Rush. I call it
Rush.
Good Canadian band.
It is a good band. It is a good band. So, folks, we were talking about leaks. We left off at leaks and the whole idea of turning up your water system slowly. And I think that's not only sage advice, I think that's something everyone should just practice. I always got a kick out of going out with my inspection clients, and when I introduced first-time home buyers, I said, now, when you left your apartment or your rental property, did you ever think to shut the water off there? Mm-hmm. And they went like, ah. And I said, that's what you got to just, to your point. I said, you own your home now. So the bottom line is you leave for any long extended periods of time, you need to show where this main water valve is. Mm-hmm. And of course, then immediately turns into, it's always a funny conversation when I get somebody say, well, if I just go out to go to work, do I have to shut the water off? No, you don't.
I'm sure there are some people that do that.
Yeah,
though.
I have no
Actually,
doubt.
I know someone that that unplugs the toasters and any appliance that's on like the countertop
right.
in the kitchen because they don't want something to catch fire.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you know, there's you got to take a little faith in some of the systems and the products we have today. You know, our suggestions today are based on basic fundamental, you know, building standards and practices that were recommended through the industries that we touch on in electrical, plumbing, and all that kind of stuff. So there's a reasonableness, or we often like to say common sense, although I think that's an abused word these days or an abused phrase. So think about if you're away for a long period of time. Overnight, I don't even get that concerned about. If I'm any extended period of time, I'm shutting my water off.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically, that would be a vacation for me. If I'm gone for 2 or 3 days, I will take a chance sometimes. But I don't think
now,
much about
some,
it.
Now, I guess the next question up the pike from there would be, well, if I turn off the water and I'm afraid of water or leaks or things happening, should I go around to all my toilets and start flushing them?
Why not?
Well...
Are you concerned? Is your scenario you're worried about leaks, or you're not worried about leaks?
Worried about leaks, and well, I would say, well, maybe, but at the same time,
well,
if you're flushing the toilet and no water is coming back into the tank, replenish it, then
You're talking about to empty the toilet,
yeah?
Oh no,
yeah.
I'm not.
Well, you can't empty. It's really hard to empty a toilet unless you get in there with your hand and don't want to do that because that's the air gap between the sewer.
Right.
That's the water.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. So that's, believe it or not, that's my position on that. It's mm-hmm. the answer is shut the main water off and leave everything as is.
Yeah. Unless you're winterizing.
Oh, that's a whole different game.
Yeah.
That's a whole different game. Go into that. What is winterizing?
So winterizing?
I'm de-winterizing. So what is winterizing as far
Winterizing would be if, you know, you... if you had a rental property or you know your vacation home and you know you're not going to be there for the next 6 months
right.
and you're gonna weather through the winter, and literally basically that means that you need to make sure that all the supply lines, all the water pipes, are blown free of water basically because if water is just sitting in those pipes and there's no heat source, you've turned down your furnace, you've turned off your furnace completely. Then the inside of your home is going to be the same temperature as the outside of the home, which means it's going to freeze. And if you have any water, standing water in any pipes, it's going to freeze in the pipe, expand, and break all those pipes.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a – you need an expert to come out and do this. This is a plumbing issue.
I agree.
You need plumbers that have to come out and know how to winterize a home to remove all the water out of the pipes properly and the hot water tank, everything,
right.
So that there is no possible way that there could be a breakage, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not an advocate for actually turning off the furnace completely, but there are people that will do that to save energy or, they're afraid that it's something could happen, you know, the furnace could break anyway.
Right.
And if you could assume that you could leave it at 50 degrees and it'll keep the house relatively warm enough to for nothing to freeze. But if that, you know, furnace does break down, then you're in a heck of a lot of trouble.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
You got yourself. Well, you know, therein lies where we've gotten, you know, we've become so reliant on our systems. And, of course, technology is coming to a point now where we can have app monitors on this equipment.
Your smartphone can tell you.
Your smartphone can say, hey, the furnace took a crap or it stopped, or at least you get a message.
Pardon me. Did you say that?
Did I say that? That's a technical term, folks, for it stopped working.
Yes.
It didn't go to the bathroom. It just stopped working. It's Memorial Day weekend. What do you want from me? Anyway, you can dig into this deeper and deeper and deeper, and I think yours and my natural inclination is to do that because we're solving problems every
day. Right.
You know, so we try to tell our clients and say, hey, folks, if you're going to winterize or de-winterize, now often people I'm going to jump to the other end of that. So we're now Memorial Day weekend. We're going to dewinterize. Mm-hmm. We had the professionals come in and do it, but they said, "Don't worry about it. You can do that. You can dewinterize. You don't have to come in. You don't have to have us come out and do that."
Right, right, right.
Which is famous. Do what you said. Do it slowly. Bring up your water pressure to the mains. Make sure your faucets are closed first. No, actually, let
open.
Them open first.
Yeah, because there's a lot of air in
there. There's a lot of air that's got to be burped. It's like burping a baby.
It is like burping.
You're burping a baby here. Yeah. So, and then to that end, close them down one at a time.
Okay.
Just as you clear the air, close them down. Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you exercise them a little bit. You might come back around a second time, and you're going to get pockets of air popping through sometimes.
Yep.
A little rust that might
sometimes
push.
When you flush the toilet that for the first time.
Blah, 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 blah.
It'll actually go make a banging sound.
Oh, it sounds like banging on the pipes.
Yeah.
And truly, that's what it is. It's called hammer knocking.
It is hammer, water hammer.
It's a water hammer, and it's just filling that gap in a hurry, and it's vibrating the pipe. So don't get overly concerned about the noises unless you hear a burst and you hear something like boom, psst. That's a bad sound.
Yeah, and you should be listening for that sound.
Yes, you should.
Honestly. You should be going down in the basement for that first hour.
Right on, baby.
And double checking to see where the water's coming from.
Right.
Because
that's
water
right.
will always go to the basement the lowest level, right?
The beautiful thing about gravity is it's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down. So
here, let's go down the line, okay? So, you know, you've come into the house, you have to pee. So you had to turn on the water to be able to get the
worse yet, you may have to poo.
That could be even worse. Yes. So you need water in the toilets. The other thing, so you've already talked about the faucets too, and you're assuming the faucets are working and probably functioning. But, you know, as you are allowing that water to circulate through your pipes, there's a lot of crud, a lot of like rust, a lot of particles in that water are all of a sudden going to be moving down the pipe and moving towards your faucets.
You know you're bursting everybody's bubble. Everybody thinks water is pure as the driven snow.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, guys.
So
that was a skeptical reaction.
Here's a thing I see quite frequently. Someone will say, "Hey, you know, I can't understand it. My faucet, my kitchen faucet's only a year old, and there's just a trickle of water coming out now."
Yeah, man.
And yesterday it was working just fine. Today I turn it on, and there's this trickle. What's going on?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, you got to take that aeration screen out, pop it off.
Yeah.
And you got to get the crud off it.
There's crud in there, and that's actually blocking up the water.
Right. It's that little screen at the end of your faucet. Mm-hmm. That actually is intended to aerate the water coming through that. Mm-hmm. So A, we're not using quite as much, and B, to aerate or oxygenate the water you're using. What it does is it serves as nothing more than a filter.
Yeah,
and
pretty
it just,
much.
And it grabs crap.
And, you know, if you if you have one of those nicer one-handle faucets where it actually pulls out, you know, and you can use it as a shower arm kind of thing to clean.
Yeah.
Those pipes are even smaller. The way that they've fabricated those units, the inward pipes for the hot and the cold are like quarter inch lines. They're and it's to create pressure, like so that water pressure does come out at relatively good amount of pressure, and you're getting enough water at that sink. Mm. But to do that, they reduce the lines, and they also put in these hidden filters in there that you can't see. Mm. And you wouldn't even know they're there unless you started to take things apart.
Right.
And that's where the clog can end up, too. And you could go and take out all the stuff out of the aerator, and it's still not going to work.
Right.
So you gotta kind of understand what's going on with your appliances, with your fixtures.
Absolutely.
One appliance you got to worry about too is the dishwasher.
For sure.
And why is that?
I don't know. Why is that?
Well, if you haven't used your dishwasher in 5 months or whatever like that.
Are you going to tell me it's going to leak?
It could.
No.
Of course.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful
about
that.
I'm really upset now.
And that will cause a lot of damage.
Oh, it does cause a lot of
damage. Because you know what? It could be leaking for months.
And you don't know.
And you don't know because it's underneath the appliance, and so it's wetting possibly
the subfloor
underneath there.
Underneath the cabinet.
And some of the cabinet. And if it gets into the cabinet and it's that MDF stuff, the cabinet kind of absorbs it like a sponge.
It does. Wicking.
Yeah, and
that's exactly what it does.
You won't know until one day you're looking in the cabinet, and it's looking like
it's pretty moldy.
It's rotting.
Yeah,
like it's not wet, but the wood seems to be rotting from it, and we don't know why.
That's it, man. And I'll tell you,
there's mold in there, and there's all
it gets ugly quick. Just goes south fast. You know, the thing, you bring up some fun points that are worth talking about. And that's, you know, when it comes to water leaks, showers, it comes to bathtubs, it comes to kitchens, anytime you're bringing your plumbing back online or it's set for any particular period of time, it offers the opportunity for a certain amount of moisture and air to come together and create a corrosive interaction, meaning you have to have a certain amount of oxygen and a certain amount of air and a certain amount of water and the oxygen within water to create that rust condition. Long story short is as you turn your water back up, we've kind of done a deep dive on this because it's a very interesting subject for us, but more importantly, it's a very irritating subject for those that find out these things the hard way.
Right.
And when you find these things out the hard way, it's right back to what we said at the beginning. Bring your water pressure up slowly. Look at your valves. Walk. I'm a big fan of walk the pipes. Wherever you can see exposed pipes or wherever your pipes lead to, mm-hmm. walk to each one of those points after you've brought your water back online.
Right.
Don't assume the kitchen, it's fine, we're in good shape, I've got water there, everything's okay. Don't think it. Walk into the bathroom, flush a toilet. Walk into the kitchen or into the bathroom sinks. Turn both hot and cold on.
Mm-hmm.
Burp the system. I've said this 1,000 times. I want you to burp. I want you to hear splatter, boop, boop. You want to see full water pressure that you would have always expected to have. And if not, now you got to start doing some troubleshooting.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to do. So.
And typically toilets, one of the trouble spots is the flapper valve.
Oh, yeah.
Because those things, every time you pull the chain, that's the little rubber or silicone flap that lifts up to allow that water to drain out of the tank.
And if you've actually done the official winterization, according to a professional, you've emptied that tank.
Yeah.
And you've either put antifreeze just in the bowl,
mm-hmm.
or you've done some accommodation and sealed it. A lot of times people throw plastic over these things and put tapes over the lids and say, this is winterized, don't touch it.
Right.
And the concept behind that is your rubber components inside your tank now are drying out.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing going on there. So there's a lot of these devices are intended to survive all these type of characteristics, but repeated type of winterization also has its wear and tear on our plumbing components.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal thing for everybody to do on your plumbing components is to once a month go around and turn your shut-off valves on and off.
Yeah.
Show me one person that does it, including me, and I'll buy them dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
No one does it.
I don't do it.
Now, the other thing that you say that, but one of the things that you're going to have to turn on is your hot water tank.
Yeah.
So you get hot water, right?
It's a water heater.
Most of the time, unless you're really diligent and you've drained that tank before you left.
Ooh, that's impressive if you did that.
You got 40 or 50 gallons
of water.
Water that has been sitting in that tank for 5 months, and it's stagnant, gross water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't. So
yeah, don't be jumping in the shower.
Yeah, I kind of want to get rid of that water.
Let's flush that out.
Now, there are two ways to do it. You can literally just turn on the hot water, around the house and start draining
the crap out of it.
Yeah, 50, 60 gallons out of there. As it's draining, new water is going in there, and it's going to clean, flush it out.
Right.
But the sediment issue is still there where, on the bottom of your hot water tank, that's where the sediment will actually collect. And there is a little spigot at the bottom of your tank that you could open up and put a garden hose on there and lead it outside, and you could drain your tank that way too.
Yep.
Do you advise that or not?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you haven't done it since day one,
don't do it.
It's just like any other shutoff valve. If you have not exercised that valve at least annually, if not semi-annually, I'd never touch it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it.
Well, what happens too is it could open. But the sediment starts coming through and it clogs it.
Yeah, it won't close.
Yeah, and it won't close.
Yeah,
and you got a drip.
Yeah, and that's therein lies the problem with plumbing today. We have hard minerals in our water. You know, it's not that it's unsafe conditions, it's destructive conditions. And it can become unsafe. But the bottom line is, you know, wrapping around to our original thought of Memorial Day and all the things, these are the things that can cascade. And if just common sense and proper maintenance happens, you just take it slow. One device at a time. Plumbing, electrical is the same way. If you've shut all your electrical off at the main panel, which is pretty unusual, people usually keep heat. Electric is typically required for any kind of heating system. So the answer to that is you just turn things up slowly. You just come in and, you know, if your panel's been off, you kick your main panel back on. And I certainly want people to go around, check their lights, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But it's a little less concerning than what water damage can do. So in that regard, you know, you just got to know that you have mechanicals and utilities there, and it's a matter of just being patient and then understanding the practicality of how to go about doing things. Best thing about the internet, you can go Google, hey, how do I winterize my house? And you will get 375,000 articles on it. Mm-hmm. And usually they're pretty accurate. People are, you know, and then you can find professionals that can do it for you too. So in that regard, it's right on track. But anyway, before we go any further on plumbing, let's make a hard right turn.
Oh, okay. Where are we going?
And we're going to come right back to, let's talk about some of the, you know, we're going to kick into some safety issues because that's our always pet peeve. But I want to hit, speaking of water, plumbing, and things like that, a lot of people are opening up pools now.
Yeah.
We're getting the pools up and running. We're, you know, we're loading them up. If they aren't loading, we're shocking them. We're putting them in place. So water safety, you're going to have friends over. You're going to have kids over in your swim. Back to the fundamentals. You know, you want to make sure that you've got adult supervising children. You want, obviously, all the safety devices there.
You want to make sure your gates. Assuming you have a fence around your
right.
your pool, that your gate is self-closing.
Yep.
And that it is latching.
Right.
You know.
So. It's the kind of thing where, you know, this is the beginning of summer, and, you know, the horses run a little wild because they've been all pent up for the wintertime and late spring. So it's a case of just supervising children. I see a lot of crazy stuff at the end of Memorial Day weekend where people have gone and done some pretty crazy things. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you want to do is just make sure. I know I come from a big family, and I was noted for in my youth for just doing crazy stuff. I always swam well. I love swimming. We went to natural ponds and lakes where I grew up. And it wasn't unusual for us to jump off a 100-foot bank. You know, that was a no-brainer, you know. Now, today, I'm not so sure I would be wanting my kids, although I'm sure they've done it, mm-hmm. You know, doing that. Just be safety and be careful about what's going on. And also, you know, you need to have your insurance company demands it, your community demands it, that you have the proper life vests and things like that around the place. And then those that have pools, I always encourage you guys, take a CPR class. I think you should always take a CPR
very
class.
Good point.
You know,
I mean,
you know, the answer is you have an accident, that instinctively is going to kick in. You can go to the local first aid squad. You can go to the local, even the Red Cross. A lot of different outfits will provide that free training. And a lot of times you pull into a emergency squad building and they're typically going through the routines. And if they're there, you say, you know, can I get CPR training? They'll give you a 10-minute. They'll give you a 10-minute script on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen them do it. I've done it where, you know, it's like, hey, this is the proper way to do it if you want to do it. So just kind of a extension of being prepared for safety issues around your pool,
I think, is
not a bad idea.
Yeah.
So in that regard.
So, yeah, if you want to talk about pools and the electricity around the pools, you know, if your pool is
– ooh, good one.
Is older, you know, and you have old equipment, you know, the pump and all that stuff, and perhaps the outdoor wiring that goes out to feed pumps.
They take a beating.
They do. It's underground.
It
you know,
takes
it
a
could
beating.
Be in conduit. Maybe it's not in conduit.
That's where it hurts.
Yeah, there are wire out there with a special sheathing on it that is supposed to be ground rated.
Right.
So it can be just buried in the ground.
Right.
But, you know.
Don't trust it, guys and girls.
Don't trust it.
Don't trust it.
You know, the earth moves. It can, you know, that the copper in there is very rigid, fragile. And, you know, if you get some kind of a short circuit underground, you won't know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll know because it's not working properly. It keeps on, turning off. Maybe there's a breaker that keeps on tripping on you.
Yeah.
You know, get an electrician in and double check it.
Yeah.
It's
you know,
not worth it.
Speaking of electricians, our colleague, Tony
Maglio.
Maglio. He's one of the officers for the Hunterdon County Association of Electricians, and he asked me to come speak with them, and I was kind of a little apprehensive from the standpoint that that's a specialty trade that we often refer to. But, you know, I found it was a great opportunity to kind of get them educated on what home inspectors do.
Right.
And why they receive some of the information and report information that they do. Turned out to be a great evening. We just had a great chat. And there was a code official there, a state code official doing continuing education. And he and I had a wonderful dialogue back and forth. And, you know, talking about pools, they were very focused on every spring. They're getting called out to do a lot of public revalidation pools for grounding. And grounding issues. And mm-hmm. Tony... And that team, I mean, they spent a good deal of time saying, okay, so, you know, anybody get phone calls for grounding? So a lot of the schools and a lot of the public pools are saying, hey, come back and recertify our electrical system. And
right.
they do.
Right.
And it's amazing the stories these guys shared. I mean, how, you know, that year over year, you really need to check that. Because
it could be the chlorine that environment that can degrade the system.
They were explaining some issues. These guys were, you know, talking about stories, what they were running into that was just like, wow, really? That happened?
Now, just to tell the listeners, what happens if you have a grounding issue? What do you mean by that?
Typically what can happen, and Tony's described this best, he says, do you ever see the kids running across the pool deck and they're kind of jumping up and down because they think the pool deck is hot? It feels hot. They think it's the sun.
Yeah.
It could be low current electricity feeding back because of lack of a ground.
Zapping them.
They're getting zapped.
So they think the concrete is wet.
Yeah, it feels wet. Mm-hmm. But they feel, you know, they're jumping up and down because, you know, it feels hot. They think the sun has gotten it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. There's electricity flowing through that concrete.
Oh, wow.
So he's told stories of that, and I heard many of the stories that evening about how people went and grabbed the handrails to climb down into the pool.
The aluminum rail, yeah.
The aluminum rail. Bzzz, got whacked because the water was serving as electrified. So don't take this stuff lightly. Even if you have a home pool, mm-hmm. check your electric. Make sure that it's not beat up, abused.
Yeah.
You know, you can, believe it or not, go buy a very simple low-voltage tester in the big box stores. And if you put it on a wire or put it on a surface that should not be electrified and it gives you any kind of polarity,
it senses,
you need to get an electrician out there to look at it.
Yeah.
It's a low polarity tester, and a lot of them are metered, the double pins. You kind of create, you know. But there's all kinds of little test devices, and they're cheap and they're easy. So in that regard, so electricity is a big deal around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the diving board stuff, I think you're going to hear it all the time, you know.
Slides.
They're all just very dangerous. I mean, they're a blast. I will make no bones about it.
But hey, I hurt my neck probably going back 7 or 8 years ago. I was at it was a July 4th weekend party at a friend's house. And I only had 2 beers in me, but all of a sudden I was a little bit more courageous. And
you tried to do a flip?
Yeah, I tried to do a double. Well, I was successful at the single flip, and I figured.
Are you serious?
I used to be able to do a double flip.
Really?
That was a long time ago.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it wasn't very impressive when they saw me. I basically landed
flat on your
right
back
on my neck.
Ooh.
Yeah, I came up and it was hurting bad. I mean, that burning feeling going
it's
down.
Like the, you stretched something too far.
C2 vertebrae or whatever it was.
Yeah, was
I
not.
I had to go see a chiropractor on that one.
You got to realize, beautiful thing about getting a little older, my friend, is that the testosterone kind of ramps off a little bit. So you're pushing.
The spirit is willing, but the body is.
That's right. That's right. I'm not
the
as
The body
good.
Is two steps behind.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good as once as I always was, right? All right. So anyway, we're talking about safety, folks. We're going to take a break here, I think. And hear from our sponsors, but we appreciate your hanging around with us. It's Memorial Day
you
Safety
You said you had
weekend.
A tip of the day, right?
I've got one.
Okay, good.
All
Stay
right.
tuned. We'll have the tip of the day in a second.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hello, hello. We're back. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, folks. This is Patrick Gregory at Taskman Home Improvements talking to you on the other side of the table. And I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspection. We're talking about Memorial Day weekend. We're talking about safety issues. We're talking about plumbing. We're talking about all the things that Patrick and I just do out every day. Do in and do over, whatever. Anyway, we're having a little bit of fun with this. You know, I got a tip of the day today, bud.
All right.
We're going to get into the subject because it lends itself to our Memorial Day weekend safety tips, and that's gas valves and LP bottles. Mm-hmm. Don't assume when you swing them on for the first time that they are not going to leak.
So you're talking about your barbecue.
Yes.
You may have brought a LP propane tank with you to your shore home or wherever.
Right. Got to be really careful hooking them back up, turning those valves on.
It's the opposite, right? The way you turn it, right. it's like plumbing. It's the opposite. Yeah. You're thinking it's one way, but it's actually it the other way.
That's right. It used to be when you put the nut on the gas.
No, I'm talking about the connector from the hose to get onto the male female on the tank. Yeah.
Right. You're talking about the connection. Mm-hmm. So instead of lefty loosey, it's lefty tighty, and righty tighty, it's righty loosey.
Okay.
I'd say that again, folks, but I'll blow your mind out.
But now you're saying go get some dish soap
and
some water.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
In a cup and
LP bottles and your gas valves.
Now, won't you just smell the gas if there's...
Not necessarily.
Really?
Be careful there because it may not hit you fast enough. And there you are hitting the striker on the grill and you're turning the valve on at the same time and you're trying to burp the system and all of a sudden, boom, you get this flash of gas.
That's when you lose your eyebrows.
That's right. That's when you step back and say, honey, you know, I don't need to go to the beauty shop today because I'm hairless.
Hey, I've done that before.
I'm hairless.
And they also say that you shouldn't have the lid down.
Never.
When you're starting it because
Never.
Then the gas is just kind of
don't do
emulating
that,
in there. And then when it does light, it's like a bomb.
It is. It'll blow the lid off that. Cause all kinds of havoc. So that's the tip of the day. Gas valves, we're going to get into this part. We're talking about some grilling safety.
Yeah. You know, and you may have your grill. Sorry, I had to cut you off.
No, it's good.
You may have parked your grill up against the house or somewhere where it doesn't usually live.
Really good.
You know, because of the wind or whatever like that, you're gone for a while.
The winter location.
But now you want to park it back where it should be, which is way far away from the house.
Right. Unless you want to warp your vinyl siding or start the wood siding on fire.
Exactly.
That's all.
Nice. We finish each other's thoughts.
let's scorch the house the first day of the summer season.
That would be a real bummer.
That'd be a bummer. Yeah. That'd be just toast. And literally.
You should have some fire extinguishers in the house just for that reason.
Yeah, you know, that's a terrific point. You know, that's one thing. I have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen and in my laundry room, but I don't have one out on my deck, and I should. It doesn't have to be on the deck. It needs to be just inside the door.
Close enough, yeah.
Where I can grab it and run, and my place isn't that big that I couldn't get in a hurry.
Fire pits, you know.
Fire pits. That's a really interesting subject.
You know, if you're just put too much wood on it, or you don't want, you know, you're having a hard time lighting it, so you throw some gasoline on it, you know. That's not...
Don't do that.
Smart.
Don't,
you know, the more beers you have,
the easier it looks.
The less correct information is going to be coming to your brain. So all of a sudden, a gasoline can seems like the right answer, which is not the right answer.
Yeah. Be careful. So be careful. Know, it's the liquor side of the business, folks. You know, it's fun to have a nice drink. We adults think we have.